live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome this afternoon. You are restarting your day in a positive way here with the Kim Pagano Show. I know that you have several choices, and I appreciate you spending time with us here. Today, we're going to be playing some of my personal favorite interviews. My first guest this afternoon is Darius Rucker. He will be talking about providing free eye care and new glasses to hundreds of children in need. Also joining us today is Richard Sturban, and he will be talking about the American Legion and the Grammy Award-winning Oak Ridge Boys are uniting to raise awareness and support the needs of U.S. military veterans. Lastly, I'll be talking with celebrity chef Leticia Marinos Schwartz about raising awareness among the Hispanic community about type 2 diabetes.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. That's where we're talking right now. And my next guest is somebody Well, I've been listening to a lot of your music, and it comes easy to you, obviously, because one of your songs, All Right, is about the kind of the small things of being grateful for that some of us don't even think about. So let me welcome our next guest on, and Darius Rucker, who strikes a chord with helping children experience healthy, enhanced vision. Darius, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing, Kim?
Great. Thank you. Thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, thanks
so
for having me.
So talk to us. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about you. One, I want to tell my listeners, you're a Grammy and CMA award-winning music artist. Love a lot of your songs. My daughter was just showing me all her favorites, and I'm like, okay, there. So, appreciate you being here on the brighter side of the 805.
Thank you, thank you. You know, it's been a crazy 20-year career that I've been out here making records, and it's been a blast. And, you know, I'm just happy to be in the country scene and trying to make records people want to listen to.
I love it. So tell us about, I know you're talking to us about something that you're passionate about, and I know that, have you always had worn glasses?
I've worn them for a long time. Not always, okay. You know, I started wearing them in my adult years, and
okay.
That was the crazy thing about this whole partnership with Transitions was when my very first pair of glasses, the first thing my doctor said to me was, I think you should wear Transitions because of my lifestyle. And, you know, they go
right.
Light to dark, and I'm not one to think about, you know, prescription sunglasses or anything. I would never get any of those, and so it was crazy for me, and I got them, and then they called and asked me to partner with them, and I was like, yeah, I'll partner with you. I wear your glasses already. So
it was a nice fit. There you
exactly.
go. I know it's interesting because my husband has those, and this last time he didn't get the Transitions, but it's such a pain. He's got one pair on his, you know, on his head, one pair on his eyes, one pair, and he's like, this is stupid. I'm never doing this again. So I totally get that.
Oh, I agree. I honestly... And because I wear my glasses every day, all the time, you know, and I don't know why people would ever get clear lenses. Because
yeah, I know.
when you walk outside and it's a sun, like today in Charleston, it's a sunny day. If I were to walk outside, I'd be squinting the whole time and couldn't see. And you know, instead I walk out and they change, and I don't even realize they're changing. They happen so effortlessly, you don't even know what's happening.
I love it.
You know, I don't have to have a pair of shades on my head or anything like that, and I just love them.
There you go. Well, there you go. So let's talk about them.
All right,
so what
absolutely.
And I know that you're actually, you know, especially for children, that you think vision obviously is very important. My daughter was just talking to me. I had a daughter that had glaucoma. And, you know, we take things for granted that we can all see. And it's not something that everybody has, correct?
Exactly. That was one of the main reasons I parted with Transitions, what the things they're doing for kids. You know, when I give, and you know, my philanthropy is mostly about helping kids, and when I just thought it was incredible that how many kids go undiagnosed with eye problems, and I thought that was crazy, and I wanted to help get the word out. And we do this great thing that we've done here in Charleston, we've done it in Nashville, a few other places. We did it in Phoenix last week, where we take a big truck into a school, and it's usually a school that I think it's always a school where kids, you know, either their parents can't afford to give them a pair of glasses, or they don't have time to take them to the optician. So we go in, we try to help that by going in and setting up that school, and these kids come in and they get an eye exam, and when they leave they leave with a pair of glasses, and you know they're designer frames, and they love them. And I always tell the story about the first time I did it was in Nashville, and I'm walking into the truck, and as I'm walking in the truck, this little kid walks out, and he looks around outside, and he says flat out, "Man, I can see."
What
a feeling! I thought, this is, I want to be involved. I'm glad I'm involved with this, and we're trying to get the word out, but we also try to help as many. We've already helped hundreds of kids. We want to help thousands.
Right, right. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that we're talking with country music artist Darius Rucker. And, you know, I love when you guys do something that's so passionate. And seeing, I just got my first contact lenses, and let me tell you, that was a whole other experience, you know. But when you start to not be able to see, and my kids, I've got four of them, when they have to sit in the front row and they maybe can't see the board and they don't really understand what's going on because everything is a vision. And that's a lot of the children have learning disabilities because of that too, correct?
Absolutely. You just hit it right on the head there. A lot of kids, you know, get diagnosed with learning disability or something, but then all they really need to do is see the board. And it's a lot of kids go to school, and kids are a lot of they don't know they need glasses. They just think that's how they see.
Right.
You know, that blurred vision, they just think that's how they see. They don't, because it's been that way for so long for them. And you know, a lot of kids get discouraged from going to school because they get headaches from having to squint the whole time and see, and they think it's school when all it really is you need a new pair of glasses. And, you know, I get diagnosed with a learning disability when all the, you know, sometimes you just need a pair of glasses to help you see better. And so it's really up to us as adults to help those kids and to get the kids the screenings they need, the exams they need. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the word out, but we're also trying to help kids hands-on.
There you go. Darius, where's the next school that you're going to?
We haven't scheduled it yet, but we're in the process of scheduling it. And,
okay.
You know, when we go, I tell you, for me, that is something that I love when we do. I love when I get to show up at a school and watching these kids get their glasses.
It's priceless.
Wonderful.
It's priceless. Do you have children yourself?
Yes, I have three wonderful kids. That's one of the reasons that this was so important to me, because I want to give my kids every opportunity to succeed. But I believe in my heart that every kid in the world should have the same opportunity that my kids have to succeed. And so I just wanted to help in any way I could.
I love it. I love when something's passionate to your heart and it's a win-win. That's what we call, you know, the brighter side. Let me ask you, so where are you heading on your next tour?
I got a show tomorrow in Seattle, in Georgia. Then I got a few days off. I'll go to the CMAs and then head to Europe.
Head to Europe. Very cool.
Yeah, head to Europe. I got a holiday album. I got a Christmas album coming out on October 27th. I'm excited about.
Tell us about that.
For a while. Oh, I'm excited about that. Yeah, Sheryl Crow's on it. We did a
Baby's Cold
Outside
together.
Sheryl Crow, I love
together. It.
Yeah, and we got a couple originals on there that I'm so proud of. I can't wait for people to hear. And it's my label had been on me for a few years to make a Christmas record. I'm glad I finally got around to it.
I love it. Darius, who was your mentor? How did you get into singing?
My idol growing up was Al Green. You know, Al Green
and
Kenny Rogers were the guys that really did it for me. The Beatles were early for me also. And then when I got into college, you know, years ago, 30 years ago, and discovered REM, that was just everything for me. Country music side, this guy, Rodney Foster, that was in a band called Foster and Lloyd, every time I open my mouth to sing country music, I'm trying to be Rodney Foster. So, those are the people that really wanted me that inspired me to be a singer.
Is there any passion for your children to follow in your footsteps?
I'd rather them not, you know. If they wanted to, I want them to be doctors and lawyers and engineers and that kind of thing. But if they wanted to, I'd do as much as I can to help them.
Yeah. Do you see any talent there that they want to follow that?
All three of them have these great voices. That,
they do, like their dad. You go.
Three of them have great voices, and I love to hear them sing, but just around the house. I don't want them to go, Daddy, I want to be a singer for a living. No, no, go be an engineer.
Was it
go
a tough
a
road for you?
Yeah. It's such a, for every story of like mine, there's 20,000 stories of somebody who tried and didn't make it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's tough and it's a hard road. And even if you make it, sometimes you only make it for a minute. And you know, sometimes it's better not to make it at all and just make it for a minute, I think. And so it's tough. If they want to do what I want, but you know, my oldest wants to be a writer, which I love, and my middle daughter says she wants to go to Ivy League school, which I love, and then my son says he wants to drum, but you know, we'll see. I think I can talk him into being an engineer or something.
How old is your youngest? Wants a drum.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's nine. Yeah.
Nine. Okay, so he's got a little ways. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Well, good. So let me ask you a question. You know, I love when people give back, and what's some of the things that you have really just made a difference in your life throughout, you know, your career?
Oh, God, there's so many great, you know, I mean, growing up, I grew up without a dad, and there was just these two gentlemen in my life, my two best friends, dads, that were just such an influence on me and made me the man I am today and made me, you know, my mom made me, just giving back stuff, it all comes from the way I was raised. It was just what I was supposed to do. You know, I remember being a kid and trying to give back in ways we didn't have any money, so we gave back in ways that we could. And you know, and when I started playing music and got, you know, finally got a deal and made it and everything was taken off, it was really every time I started to maybe sway away from the road that I was supposed to be on, I heard my mom's voice in the back of my head, you know, telling me to be the man that she knows I can be, and that's really what keeps me on the straight and narrow.
I love that. Be the man that you were meant to be. You know, now let me ask you, you know, when you're out there, you know, singing, is that truly your passion?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Every night it's my passion. It's where I want to be, what I want to be doing. It's what, you know, a lot of people wonder why God put them here on earth. I know the two reasons I'm here on earth was to use my voice to make people happy for a minute and to raise three beautiful kids. That's the reason I'm here.
I love it. I love it. Again, anybody that's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to country music artist Darius Rucker. And, you know, I you sound like you have so much passion and love in your heart, and I think that's so important. It really falls into your music. And now, is that something, do you write your own songs?
Mm-hmm. I've written every hit I've had but one. And so, yeah, I definitely write my own songs.
So what's your thought on all these shows that are on that, you know, people are trying to break into the music, The Voice or American Idol? What's your thought on that?
They're cool. I like them. You know, that's just a different way to get into the business.
Right.
You know, I mean, I did it the old-fashioned way. We played 9 years playing clubs. You know, when we started playing the club, there was five people there. The last time we played a club, there was 3,000 people there. You know, we started that way and built a career that way. But, you know, any way to get in is a way in. And so
right.
I'm cool with it.
And was there anybody ever telling you, don't do this?
Oh, God, yeah. Yes, all the time. My family members.
Really?
You know, people going, you know, what are you doing? You need to get a job. You know, sure, I heard that all the time. But I just believe in what we were doing and that we can make it, that we can make it someday.
There you go. Well, you have made it, and you're making a difference right now. Again, tell us, you know, what we can do and what my listeners can do to get involved in, you know, helping children really be able to see. And I love that you, like, you know, move into a whole school with a big old truckload and, you know, people that haven't had the opportunity or, you know, parents that are struggling haven't been able to have their children get a vision test.
Yeah, you can go to transitions.com and find out all the information you need, and you know that's really where you can get all the answers, all the questions you might have about it too. So, you know, transitions.com is the website, and go there and find out what you can do.
There you go. And Darius, do you have any shows out here in California?
No, we just pretty much finished up the this tour in the States for a little while. We got one more show this week, and then we go to Europe. But I'm sure my record comes out in February, so I'm sure we'll be getting ready to
go on another tour.
Yeah.
When you're on your tour, how long are you on your tour?
This year was a long year. I really went out the second week in January, and I've been out almost every weekend since. It was a long year, but it was worth it. We got to play for a lot of people, and we had a lot of fun.
And do your children follow you on your journey, or how is that? That's probably hard.
Oh, yeah.
Leaving
summer,
for a whole
summer,
tour.
Summer, they call the tour Summer Camp of Trucks. You know, cause that's all they want to do is come out and be with Dad. So we're on tour all summer, and we're loving it. And the great thing about me, for me, is I only tour on the weekends. I mean, most country.
So then you're home the rest of the week.
Yeah, I'm home 3 or 4 days a week.
That's
yeah, I love that.
My kind of touring right there. I love it. So
I love
it's,
that.
It's a win-win because you're still, you know, Dad for the week and a performer for the weekend.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, amazing talking to you. Love your music. Now I'm going to love it more because I know who you are now, and I can see all the passion behind what you're doing. Again, Darius Rucker, and again, how do we find out more about you?
DariusRucker.com. You can find out what's happening with my records, with my tour and everything if you just go right there.
Okay, and what is the name of your new album that's coming up?
Haven't named it yet, but I got a Christmas
haven't
record coming out.
Haven't named it yet, yeah.
Yeah. Got a Christmas record coming out on October 27th called Home for the Holidays.
Coming Home for the Holidays?
Yeah, Home for the Holidays, absolutely.
I love it. That totally fits with where you're going. So
exactly.
Thank you so much, Darius. Again, Kim Pagano Show and the Brighter Side of the 805. And we'll talk again soon.
Take care, Kim. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Darius. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm really excited to talk with my friend here, Richard Sturban, one of the Oak Ridge Boys, and we're going to talk a little bit about the American Legion and how we can support them and how they support our veterans. So again, if you're just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side. We are in the 805 right now, and Richard, are you there?
Yes, Kim, I am here, and certainly a pleasure for me to be able to talk to you and to your fine listeners out there.
Well, thank you so much. We were listening to a little bit of your music there. And if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, Happy Veterans Day.
Well, thank you. Happy Veterans Day to you. And, yes, we are the Oak Ridge Boys. And I'm calling you actually from Branson, Missouri.
Where you go. How's the weather out there?
Well, it's a little dreary, to be very honest.
It's kind of
cool and damp, and they say the next couple of days it's going to get very cold here. So
I heard that. We have a little dullness over here, but I think we're going to end up sunny. So anyway, so tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you've been doing this for a lot of years, and not only that, you are a Grammy Award winner. You're all you guys, right? The boys, I would say, right? And you guys are actually one of the country's music longest-running groups.
Well, yeah, this year is our 41st year for this foursome to be together, which is pretty amazing. I personally have been in the group for 42 years, and some of the guys have actually been in the group longer than that. But this foursome has been working together for 41 years, which is pretty mind-boggling.
That's amazing.
You don't see that in the music business anymore, And I think if you asked any one of the four of us 41 years ago, if we thought that here 41 years later, we would still be doing this, I don't think any of us would have really believed it. But here we are 41 years later, still going strong, still enjoying what we're doing. I think that's the important thing.
I think you just nailed it. Is that really, it's all of your passion?
It is. We still look forward every night to getting up on stage and taking our music live to our fans and to our audiences. We're still having fun doing it. And I think that's an important thing. I think over the years, we've developed a closeness between the four of us. We have become the best of friends. We've developed a respect for each other. Each man, brings something a little different to the table, and we respect that, among the four of us, And I think we all realized a long time ago that we're a true team, and we pull together as a team. We're a brotherhood. And I think that's a key to our longevity. I really do believe that.
I love that. That gives me chills just the way seriously, that's what we all need is teamwork. And right there, you have your support team, your cheerleaders right around you that are not going to let you down, because we all have bad days. But we need people that are around us to pick us up, correct?
You're correct, and because we support each other, and that's very true, yes.
Yeah, well, gosh, I know that you're here to talk about the American Legion, and just tell us a little bit about what is exactly the American Legion. I've actually had the pleasure of talking with them before, and I love that they have so much support for all the veterans and so many things that they support.
Yeah. Well, the Oak Ridge Boys for the longest time have been big supporters of our military, and of our troops, that are defending, our freedoms, providing the freedoms that give us to do what we do. That is something that's very, very important. So we have appreciated their sacrifices for a long, long time. So it's just a natural thing for the Oak Ridge Boys to get hooked up with the American Legion.
A partnership. That's another partnership that you guys have, right?
That is true. We certainly do. And the American Legion is a wonderful organization. They are helping our veterans. And a lot of our veterans are in need of help right now.
Oh, I tell you.
They're not getting all the... you know, they're not getting all the benefits that they deserve, and so the American Legion is kind of stepping in and helping them in that area. There's one area in particular that they're working in. You know, a lot of our soldiers have come back, you know, with what they call PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress syndrome, and which
Correct.
Is a terrible thing. You know, about 20% of our soldiers come back with that, and there's a terrible suicide rate among those soldiers. 22
Richard,
suicides
you,
a day.
You know, I know about this unfortunately too well. My son-in-law was a Marine, and he came back here, thank God. But he's lost more friends in his platoon than he did over there to suicide.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My daughter and my son-in-law are trying to put something together, and I would love them to, you know, there's something that needs to be done. There's almost like they need to be able to go through a transformation before they get here, because when they come back here, out of the words of all his friends and of course, his, you know, his mouth, is they're saying they were something special over there, and now they come back and they can't find a job, and they just fall right back in, and it's depressing. And that's where they kind of fall into the PTSD.
Yeah. Well, if you're a veteran and you're suffering from this, we encourage you to get in touch with the American Legion, because there is help there. They specialize in that. You know, they're 2.4 million members of the American Legion. Many of them are veterans themselves. So what it amounts to is veterans helping veterans. So if you're a veteran and you need help in this area, you know, we encourage you to get in touch with the American Legion. Go to their website. It's supportlegion.org, or call their toll-free number. It's 888-618-6186. And there is help for you there. You know, they're located nationwide. They're locally. They're statewide. There are 13,500 posts all over the country with 2,500 accredited workers that can help you in this area. So there is help for you there. So we encourage you, if you are a veteran, to get in touch with the American Legion, because they can help you. They can help you in other areas. If you're not getting your benefits, if you're looking for a job, if you need education, they can help you in these areas as well. So we encourage you as a veteran to get in touch with the American Legion, because they can help you.
And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we're talking with Richard Sturban. He is one of the Oak Ridge Boys. They're a team, and they are actually teaming up in partnership with the American Legion right now. Now, I understand that you guys are going to participate in a national fundraising and awareness campaign. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we are. We have already cut several commercials that are going to start running, explaining the situation, how serious this PTSD is. But at the same time, we are encouraging people to get in touch with the American Legion and help them. The Legion provides free services to the veterans, so they need your financial help. And I think that's the important thing. We encourage any of your listeners to once again go to their website, which is supportlegion.org, or call that same toll-free number, 888-618-6186, and get in touch with them and make a donation, because they really need your help, because they provide these services to veterans free of charge. And so we encourage you to make a donation to this worthwhile cause, because it is very worthwhile. There's no question about it.
I think it's so worthwhile. And you know, just to kind of you know, talk a little bit about the treatment of mental health, and 22 of whom are lost each day to suicide. Is that the numbers that we're looking at?
That is what we average, 22 suicides a day. That's correct. You know, and there's over 20% of the people that come back from the war are suffering from this. So if you are one of those, we encourage you to get in touch with the Legion, because there is help there. They specialize in this area. They really do.
Yeah, and Richard, you know what? I really want to stress this to my listeners. Sometimes they can't go and ask for help themselves. So if you know of somebody, if it's a family member or a friend or somebody else that maybe is just so tied up in it that they can't see out, go and make that call for them too, right?
That is correct. That's a good point. That's a good way to put it. Sometimes these people are not; they cannot do it on their own. So if you're a friend or a family member of someone that's going through this, get in touch with the American Legion for your loved one, because they can help your loved one.
All right. Well, you know what? What a great, topic. And again, totally, we support our veterans. We need to do everything. They've been out there working hard to keep our freedom, and we need to give back to them. Again, Richard Sturban, the Oak Ridge Boys. I'm going to take it out with a little bit of music again. And you know what? I would love to support that campaign. I think it's so important. And thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Kim. Thank you for allowing me to talk to you and to your fine listeners out there. And maybe we can do it again sometime.
I would love that. I'm all about that. So, all right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Bye. Bye now.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Today, we're going to be talking about the type 2 diabetes. It's in everywhere. The news is talking about it all over the place. And today, we have celebrity chef Leticia Marinos-Schwartz, and she's going to be talking about some useful tips. But not only that, Leticia is a chef, a teacher, a food stylist, a cookbook author, and she's specializing in Hispanic cuisine. So I hope that you stay with us and join us here on the brighter side of the 805. That's where we're talking right now. And let's welcome Chef Leticia, are you there?
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for the nice introduction.
Well, you're welcome. And I think we've talked actually before, and I look forward to talking to you again. Tell us a little bit about what we're talking about and your personal connection to type 2 diabetes.
Yes, we did. And, you know, I have a very personal connection with type 2 diabetes because my grandfather died from complications of the disease. So I know how serious the disease can be. And, Kim, the alarming fact, especially for the Hispanic community, is that we're twice as likely to be diagnosed with diabetes, more so than other non-Hispanic groups. And that's
and
why
is that, Leticia? Do you know the background on that?
Well, yes, there are several factors, and, you know, it's hard for me as, because I'm not a doctor, I'm a chef,
correct.
But I think that there are a multitude of factors that influence that statistics, but one of the biggest one is education, which is, you know, what made us work in this campaign. I feel that you know, the Latin community could use a lot more education about type 2 diabetes, and this is what we're trying to do with this program. You know, and that's what brought me to team up with Merck and partner with them on this campaign called DesafiandoLaDiabetes.com. And our goal
Say that again for me, Leticia.
Sure. It's called DesafiandoLaDiabetes.com.
Okay, you say it so beautiful, too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and our goal is really to empower the Latin community to take control over type 2 diabetes.
Wow. And so what can we do? What are some of the things that we can do that are going to make a change in, you know, our diets, our health, all of that?
Yes, the most important thing, Kim, that we can do is to work with our doctors. You know, as I became more involved in this program, I learned that half of the people with diabetes are not at their A1C goal. Now, are you familiar with what is the A1C? Because that is a key word on the vocabulary of diabetes.
No, could you help us and help my listeners so we can really become familiar with that?
Absolutely. So the A1C is a blood test that doctors use to find out your average blood sugar levels over a period of 2 to 3 months. And with that test, Kim, you and your doctor can look at the overall diabetes treatment plan and really evaluate if that plan is working well for you. So getting and staying at your A1C goal is essential to help reduce the risks of complications of diabetes. So again, we're trying with our program to raise awareness of the importance of your A1C. And back to the most important thing is to work with your doctor to develop a plan that's right for you, because type 2 diabetes is not the kind of disease that one size fits all. You really have to individualize that plan.
Okay. And for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am talking with Chef Leticia Marino-Schwartz, and we're talking about something that's really relevant. And you know, how many people actually have this that we don't know about and they don't know about? You know, I mean, it's something that a lot of people walk around with it and not even know that they have it, correct?
Exactly. There are close to 30 million people, you know, walking around with diabetes. And, you know, the thing about it, the most important is to raise awareness. Education is everything. Education is power, is knowledge, you know. And, you know, there are so many parts of, you know, the treatment plan that you have to be involved. So, for example, managing your diet is one part that's very, very important. And people sometimes, you know, they're afraid of making changes, but we're here to support that, you know. And another part of the plan is exercise and medication if appropriate, you know. And the another part, Kim, that's also crucial to understand is that because diabetes is a progressive disease, it is okay to make changes in your plan over the course of time, always working with your doctor. you know, to help you stay at your A1C goal. You know, so
right.
I think that if people really begin to understand that the more educated and the more knowledgeable they are, the better control they're going to have of their lifestyle, you know, then we can really make a change.
Right. Leticia, you know, since you are in, you know, the food industry and as a food stylist and a chef, what are some of the healthy ways that we can change our eating habits?
There are so many things that we can do. And, you know, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. For example, portion control. That is something very, very subtle that we can do, and it's going to make a huge difference in our lives. So that's one, you know, one small change that you can do. Another one is start shopping at farmers market instead of, you know, your average, you know, groceries and, you know, a supermarket.
Is that because of the organic or just eating more vegetables and fruit, or what's your thought behind that?
Absolutely, exactly that. You know, the more you buy fresh produce, fruits, and vegetables, the more you're going to have access to the healthiest ingredients. And one thing that I also, as a chef, I try to do is encourage people to cook more at home. And, you know, as a Latin chef, it's a mission of joy and love to turn recipes that are traditional for the rest,
correct,
for the Latin culture, and make them more diabetes friendly. So, you know, it's quite a joy to participate in, you know, a program that is really making a difference in people's lives and for our Latin community in this country. And the
right.
more
and
people,
Leticia, when you are cooking at home, you know the ingredients that are going into your healthy meal that you're preparing for yourself, correct?
Absolutely. But, you know, that is something that, you know, as you start cooking, you can make small changes. So, for example, cook with more herbs and spices.
What is the herb that you use the most? What is it, you know, what's your herb of choice?
You know what? It's almost like that's a hard question because all herbs are so wonderful. I guess the one that I use the most, just because it's the most common, is parsley. But I wouldn't say that it's my favorite. You know,
okay.
It really depends on the recipes. Like if I'm making, you know, something with chicken, I'll go with tarragon. I'll go with thyme. You know, it really depends on the combination. But herbs are the kind of things that, you know, any herb you will use, there is no wrong when working,
right,
when cooking with herbs.
Right.
You know?
You know, Chef Leticia, could you give us one of your amazing recipes, something that we could maybe, you know, maybe we've been eating chicken, but it hasn't been healthy. Turn us into one of your really healthy meals that are going to taste fabulous.
So one of the recipes that we do on our program is arroz con pollo, which is a very classic, traditional Latin recipe. And we're making them more diabetes-friendly by using, instead of white rice, we're using brown rice. And
okay.
You can also substitute, instead of using the regular chorizo, you can use turkey sausage. So that those are tips. You know, and the chicken, you know, use skinless chicken. But, you know, the rest is very classic. You know, you marinate your chicken in a little bit of oregano, garlic, and maybe some lime juice. You let that marinate for about 20 minutes or so. Then you sauté the pieces of chicken. Then you make a sofrito with onions. You add your rice. Then you add your liquid, and you cook it slowly, simmering over the stovetop. And
it sounds so inviting. I love that.
Oh, good, good. I hope that you'll be making arroz con pollo this evening, perhaps.
Yes, it sounds delicious. Okay, so follow through with the sauté onions.
Right, and then you can add your rice, You can add your chicken that you previously cooked, that you sautéed that, and then you add your liquid. And, you know, I am a huge fan, Kim, of chicken stock. I find that chicken stock is, you know, maybe it's because I come from the restaurant world. I used to, you know, to boil pounds and pounds of chicken bones. And, you know, I think that it makes everything taste better.
And do you use organic?
Well, that's what I was going to say, as opposed to buying your chicken stock. You know, so any time I buy a chicken, that I have the opportunity to buy a chicken, I buy the whole chicken. And I use the bones to make, you know, the chicken stock. And it doesn't take that long.
Wow. Okay. I like it. And so you just boil your bones then, and that's what you make your stock with?
Exactly.
After you've taken out your meat.
Yeah, exactly.
And then do you freeze that?
What's that?
Can you freeze it?
Oh, absolutely. If you open my freezer, it's like, you know, all of chicken stock and fish stock. It's incredible. People laugh at me.
Oh, interesting, interesting. Well, I know we're at the end of our time here. Can you just give us one tip? And again, we're talking about a personal connection to you, type 2 diabetes with Chef Leticia Marinos-Schwartz. Where do we find out more information about this?
Well, you can find more information on our website, desafiandoladiabetes.com, where we educate people about the A1C. Because, Kim, almost half of the people with diabetes in this country are not at their A1C goal. And, you know, it's very, very important to make people understand that. And because that diabetes is a progressive disease, again, it's very important to work with your doctor. Use our website as an education center. We have tips, we have recipes, we have bilingual resources, and we are open to communicating with the Latin community.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Leticia, and thank you so much for sharing that with my listeners here on the AM 1590 KVTA Kim Pagano Show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
You got it. You have a really great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, we always talk about the brighter side of life in the 805. And today we're going to talk about something that some people are a little still nervous, even though it's really just a necessity around the world, and that is the internet. And there's so many, our kids are going back to school right now, and there's a lot of things that if you want to get out in the world, you need to know how to use the internet. Today I have Zach Leverins, and he is going to be talking about Everyone On, and also Cox Communications, and helping to close the digital divide. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. Zach, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Sure. So I'm the CEO at Everyone On. Everyone On is a fairly new national digital inclusion organization. We're a 501c3 nonprofit that has been working to kind of create a new way of closing the divide, which we've all known has been an issue for the last 20 years or more, really. Never been more critical to do so. As you mentioned in your lead-in, the cost of being excluded or disconnected are increasing. We know what those costs are. It's hard. You can't get a job unless you know how to get online and to find the jobs themselves and then apply there. Jobs require basic digital literacy skills, whether you're in retail or if you're, you know, working in a management company somewhere. You got to know how to get online and use that tool. And then in our schools,
able to maneuver through the internet, correct?
That's right. Right. It's the learning curve is pretty steep if you're a new user. We all take for granted having, you know, whenever we came online. But if you remember back to the first time you clicked through to understand how to get from A to B, it's not a smooth process. So the faster we get more people to understand the necessity of that tool and then the access with affordable internet and device offers, the better we're off we're going to be and those families are going to be. We work really closely with schools because that's where we want, you know, we start the front end. That's where we think we can get the best value over time, you know, making sure that our low-income students have equal access to the technology that their more affluent peers do, in the way that it improves student learning. We know that.
Right, Steph. Let me. Yeah. First of all, I want to compliment you on that name. Everyone on, love that. Okay, I mean that really just leaves nobody out. And now, so is this something that you know? My kids went to a technology school, and I fought really hard and worked really hard for all of us. You know, even people that, you know, families that couldn't afford to be on the internet. But at the same time, there's a lot of risks for kids being on the internet because it opens up a whole world 24/7. And so, you know, there are pros and cons to it. Of course, it is that is the next world. I mean, is what you're doing.
Yeah.
How did you come about doing this?
Yeah, well, 2 minutes on quickly on my personal story why I do it is I actually come from the digital divide. I come from a place that is 100% and still continues to be 100% disconnected in both an infrastructure issue way, but also in the way that the economics of the small Appalachian town I grew up in is prohibitive for folks to afford the internet. So I've seen how that leads to a dearth of access to opportunities. And to me, you know, the few lucky opportunities I had to kind of change my trajectory, really, you know, I tried to sit down and count for how that happened, and I want to take luck out of the equation. I want to give everyone democratized education and access to opportunity, and that's what this is trying to do. Now, specifically on the question of safety and security, totally agree. We're very careful about how we communicate to new users with training and onboarding and content, the risks and the controls for your students and families to safely use the internet. And we think that, you know, it takes sometimes help from the, everyone knows someone who's disconnected. Everyone has fears. Let's try to work together to kind of create the best practice and get people to really understand how to control those fears when they're online and to protect themselves. It's not impossible. That said, there's also, you know, the idea of being everyone off sometimes. When you're on, it's great to have that access, but then, you know, being able to disconnect is just as important. But let's make sure we have everyone with access first, and then they
exactly.
have the luxury.
So let me ask you a question. Is this, you know, I know you talk about that pre-qualified users can have $10 a month unlimited home internet. All right. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, and you are the founding of the CEO of it, and that, again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, it's Everyone On. And so is this for seniors too? Because that is the other end of the disconnect, correct?
Yes. So we have Everyone On is the national organization. We're agnostic to technologies and to companies as a nonprofit. So we work with everybody, and we've worked with about 12 internet providers across the country to deliver low-cost $10 unlimited internet to all unconnected Americans. You know, we're still not there yet in terms of getting to the big numbers of 60 million people who don't have it at home, but we have about 36 million people who are in coverage and pre-qualified. Now, there's different segments. You mentioned seniors. That's a big unconnected piece of the population, a lot of value there for them to get online, social connectedness, reduced depression. These are proven ways that internet helps seniors. In the K-12 segment, we work with partners like Cox, who we just made an announcement yesterday are going to extend their Connect to Compete program, which is for K-12 free lunch students for another 2 years. That's important in the way that it allows families who get it already, they know why they need to be online but can't afford it, to quickly onboard their students and take advantage of. And by the way, it's not just the students when a family onboards, it's the entire family, so the mother, the father,
right,
sisters, brothers, and it creates a lot of value in that household on jobs and on the future of their economic independence. And so at the end of the day, we go across the spectrum from K-12 to seniors and everyone in between, based primarily on lack of connectedness and income levels, but we know that's disproportionately minorities, and that's unacceptable for us.
Zach, you know what I love about this? I have to tell you, I've got 4 children, and, you know, I monitor them when we first, like I said, we went on to the Internet when they were young. And now, because they've been on it for so long, they're so much quicker and faster than I would ever be, or, you know, and you know, it's almost like they were just born into it. But anything that you ever want is within fingertips. You know, you go, mm-hmm, I don't understand that. You Google it, boom, done, right? And that is the thing. I know I bought both of my parents laptops and, you know, iPads. The same thing. They're, you know, they're reading. They're you know, they're not handicapped at home anymore. And so I love this.
We want it. And are shown with a moment of happiness. You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think.
You and me, we come from different worlds. You like the light.